Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The time is 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central Time. Latest information on Hurricane Zeta. Still the winds 110 miles an hour, moving north northeast 24 miles an hour. Location right now, we made landfall. We made landfall earlier at 4 p.m. Central near Cocodrie, Louisiana. And we also right now about 35 miles south southwest of New Orleans is the center of the storm, the eyewall getting very close to New Orleans. So just a reminder, this is still progressing rapidly, but at the same time, even moving quickly as this hurricane is, you can still see some of those strong, intense hurricane force winds right around that eyewall, the northern eyewall, the eastern part of that eyewall. And it's getting closer and closer to portions of the New Orleans metropolitan area, already seeing some of those winds and those wind gusts going to get over close to Lake Pontchartrain and even the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. See some of these winds as these winds start to progress, even getting into Mississippi with time. So just a reminder, with these winds, strong winds in the high rises, the higher you go up, that's even higher wind. So the higher you go up in the high rises in New Orleans, that the winds will actually be higher. So, and the other reminder here is, see this eye? Well, as that eye gets over portions of the metro area, it is so dangerous to get outside in that eye because you're still going to have the backside of it. The winds are going to pick up again. Plus, there could be debris. It could be power lines down. It could be very dangerous. So just a reminder, as this thing progresses, and we're going to have some trees down, power lines down, which is a significant wind event in many of these areas. So let's go ahead and look at this latest forecast. The latest one, still seeing that large swath of tropical storm force winds extending about 150 miles out from the center. So as that progresses, as we continue to progress, if you notice, this thing moves rapidly. And overnight tonight, the center will be already over portions of Alabama. By Thursday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, the system will be in Virginia. That's how fast it's moving. But it's going to leave some damage in its wake, because if you think about those tropical storm force winds moving through portions of Alabama, still a tropical storm overnight over Alabama. So trees down, dangerous on the roads. Just really good to be in a safe place, not be on the roads. Some of those trees could cover some of the highways and interstates. You got to be real careful with that sort of thing. Some of the other impacts that we're going to have, we're looking at that storm surge, seeing some of the gauges spiking, getting more water in there. So a dangerous situation with that. Some of these small storms, some of that water comes in late. It comes in a lot quicker. So you're going to see real spikes on some of these gauges. So a dangerous amount of storm surge in some of these areas. Port Fouchon over to the Mississippi River mouth over in Plaquemines Parish, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. But it's not just right there near the center, even on the right-hand side to the east, Mississippi coast. Some areas could see a peak storm surge. Some of these areas could see 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 foot of storm surge. So got to be real careful in some of these areas. Just a dangerous, life-threatening situation with those values. And from the Mississippi-Alabama border to Dauphin Island, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. So you can see some of these values. And not just that, rainfall. You can have rainfall right along the center, but as this tropical moisture interacts with a front, that rainfall stretches all the way through Virginia, Kentucky, and Little Rock. So all these areas could see some of these tropical rains and some localized flooding. So this is the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Zeta.